I was just going to so something that stood out for me in the realm of forgiveness. So we have this idea that we forgive another, but if you really think about that, in and of ourselves, we have no capacity. That this is what we discover when we try to forgive, right? We just end up back in states of resentment and holding things, and so we go through this cyclic sort of process. The thing to realize here is that the Lord is forgiveness itself. The Lord doesn't forgive, he is forgiveness, or he is that which releases, sets us free, if you like. The need to forgive is tied to the idea of holding someone to account. They're in debt to us, or that's at least our that's how we perceive the situation. And so what happens there is that then we are bound to the hells within that feed into that. The idea is that forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So as we give up holding the account, we're set free. That was the experience, I think, that was described, that there was this experience. But it's also realizing that as we work with what the word offers us, a state of being in the freedom of being not bound is one that will increase through our work with the word. So the important thing is not to become overly conscientious about a particular relationship outside of what the word is offering us, and to just trust that what the word offers us in our work will lead to a state of release. Yeah, so it's about, trying to avoid bringing our own agenda to the work. So that fits in with the other aspect that was highlighted, which is this idea of us knowing better. The pride in one's own intelligence to figure things out. So in this work, we constantly in a battle to lay that aspect of ourselves down, and to trust that what the word offers us is really what we need, even if we can't see the connection to what's pressing in a particular state or situation. But holding to what the word offers us is a level of trust that we need to look to the Lord to have established for us.